maybe we'll open the meeting.
The meeting is adjourned. It's an amendment, and I want to say what I'm going to do about it, a budget amendment. May I take a
Well, let's open the meeting again.
Yeah, let's open the meeting. I'll move to open the meeting.
Second.
Okay. We're opening the meeting because Legislator Green would like to discuss a budget amendment.
Thank you. The budget amendment that Jonathan Heppner and I have been working on has to do with the value of appointing an energy coordinator in addition to the staff that already exists. We had a meeting with the executive branch, and I came away with that meeting feeling that the need has not yet been met, and that the staff, both in the Department of Environment and in economic development, are doing everything they can, but what we need is someone to go out to our businesses on a regular basis and help them to figure out how to do energy retrofits and how to finance them, or to install solar and how to finance that. And I had hoped that it would be a position either in the Department of Energy or in economic development. I was told that the only way to proceed with this, to address this valuable need to our businesses, was to create a budget amendment, and we did. And then we decided we would meet one more time with the executive branch, and we did. I think at this late hour, the most advisable thing is to move this back through the committee process in the new year. It's very, very late, but many of the members of this committee will be here next year, and I just didn't want it to disappear, because I think it's so essential. Our climate crisis is undeniable. We've just seen, hurricanes and fires, that if anyone had any reservations about the climate science, I think would clearly dispel them. Ulster County is not going to solve this problem alone, but what did make a huge difference when it was a question of solid waste management 20 years ago, when we hired a countywide recycling coordinator, we were able to create a team that took our recycling rate from 4% to 40% in a decade. I want to see our businesses go from less than 4% energy efficiency and renewable energy to 40% in less than a decade. And I think the way to do that is to charge someone with the responsibility to help our businesses. So I think a reasonable thing to do at this late hour is to say that this amendment will be carried into next year, and it'll run through the committee process to determine need, to determine the availability of resources, where it should be housed. One thing I learned in the process is that our rates, as much as I would love this to be an in-house position, our rate of benefits is 59%. So that does speak to the possibility of having it be outsourced. And I think all those things should be worked out in energy and environment, or any other committee that it's relevant to. But I didn't want to close out the year with having this sense that this was just going to go away. I don't think it should go away.
Well, you're asking us just to keep an open mind for next year, that we'll want to go through a committee process.
And then I think we should put
just
it
so
on
that the you're aware. You talked to me probably 6 weeks ago, mentioned this might be coming up, and I said, we'll entertain it, look at it, discuss it. And we went through a budget process that, we go through, people put amendments in, we discuss the amendments, see what the merit is, good, bad, and hash it out, and then we vote on it. I'm glad you're not putting it in tonight as part of the budget. But there again, you know, if we do it next year, just so everyone's well aware, you know, the money's going to have to come within that budget line if there's money's there. If not, we're out of contingency. But I would like, and I have said this every time I put a memo or Amber puts a memo out for me, that if we can find ways to finance these, you know, these new positions or whatever we want to install out of some monies other than contingency. So, I mean, I'll just throw that out there too, that, you know, if we're going to do this, look at different ways to pay the cost of doing this.
Great. Thank you.
Mary Beth?
No, that's, you said my words.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know this was coming, and, you know, I mean, I think it's a great idea, but one position to advocate for businesses and people in the community, that's not a lot of money. I mean, and that's a lot of work for one person. We have a Department of the Environment. Wouldn't it be contingent on them maybe just to have like a conference twice a year or something and invite businesses to come and show them their possibilities instead of adding another person to the payroll? We've already got, how many people are in that department? Three?
Four.
Four?
Four.
Four people. To have a seminar, you know, twice a year and invite business to come in. I bet you that would be more effective than one person reaching out to the businesses to do that. And I don't think we'd need any extra money.
We had one of those this year, Carl.
You had one? Hey, see that? I mean, I didn't know.
Well, my experience is that you need to do both. That, in other words, had we just had a conference, my experience was solid waste. Had we just had a conference or a couple of conferences a year, we did. And they were very well attended, but still people, businesses needed follow-up. Residents do too, but the low-hanging fruit is the businesses. And the benefit, the economic benefit to the businesses is huge. So I just wanted to be very clear that it is the end of the year. The bill co-sponsor and I need to have a meeting and figure out the next best route, but that this issue, in my opinion, hasn't been resolved, and it was very clear in the meeting that the resources are really stretched to be able to actually give the businesses the attention that they need. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, but I just said, Mr. Chairman, it is true that, you know, we had a detailed conversation about this proposal in committee. I did share with the members of the Environment Committee that the administration didn't support the proposal. We had, you know, felt, you know, again, dollars are very tight and priorities, again, we just didn't feel we could fit it into our budget. I am reluctant to talk about outsourcing the work of the Department of the Environment. I prefer to have a staff that's a part of the county employee at the department. It's a small staff. We do a lot of work. But we'll keep talking about it, but it wasn't something that we supported as part of the executive budget, and I don't believe we support as part of the adopted budget either.
All right, any other questions, talk, any concerns? If not, a motion to adjourn the second time?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks again.
5:49.
Can I have that?
That's going to go.